It's a new day. Welcome aboard, folks. 48 hours away from the new day. Morgan State style, y'all. The Bears of MSU are about to get it on in 48 hours. Morgan State football flavor going to kick off at home. The orange and the blue are going to be at Hughes Stadium on the Morgan State University campus. The Bears will be taking on the Towson University Tigers. Indeed, we are 2 days removed from kickoff, and we are gathered here on this Thursday night at 16 on the park, high atop the Residence Inn, a panoramic view of Baltimore north, south, east, and west. And we got some good company in the house. We got a whole bunch of Morgan folk in the building. And I tell you what, don't get much better than to keep company with some Morgan State University folks. And, you know, I never do anything on the radio without my boy in tow. That would be Renard Stubbs, been doing it for a few years with my main man. Here we are, high atop the Residence Inn, about to kick off another season, partner.
Yeah, back again, Lamont. And I tell you what, this is the first time that we've been in a restaurant, getting a little bit of food on the top.
For free, too, man.
And a nice building and everything, and hopefully we can get off to a nice start on Saturday against Towson.
That's game number one when the Morgan State University Bears look to get it on against the TU Tigers. We'll have every game of Morgan State University football for you throughout the course of the season. 11-game menu we're going to be serving up. And as mentioned, it all begins at home when the Bears take on the Towson University Tigers. We are again at 16 on the park. We do it on this Thursday night to celebrate the kickoff of the 2018 campaign as Morgan State and Towson U will be going at it in about 48 hours. And we thought we would get a little bit of insight as to what's happening with the Morgan State University football program. And Renard, we brought somebody who might know a little bit more about Morgan State University football than you and I. We got the head coach in the house.
Yeah.
It's Ernest Jones in his first year as the head man in charge of Morgan State University football. And he told me during the basketball season when I interviewed the coach, he said, Lamont, it's a new day. And coach, we are 48 hours away from that new day. Welcome, coach.
Yes, sir. Lamont, thanks for having me. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's truly a new day.
Indeed, Morgan State University going to be getting it on in a matter of days, just 2 days. And one of the things that you outlined in terms of it being a new day, coach, is you wanted to establish identity.
Yes,
you thought it was important that we have an identity. Both sides of the ball on special teams, define that for me. What
Absolutely.
Is the identity?
We feel like
of this
on offense
team?
That we want to run the football, the entire football team, offense, defense, and special team will be physical, aggressive, and violent. We're going to run the football. We're not going to try to trick you. Not going to try to fool you. We're going to line up and run the football right at you. If you can stop us from running the football, you got a chance to beat us. On defense, we're going to be attacking. Your quarterback better be able to get the football out of his hand, not now, but right now, or we're going to try to put him on his back. And on special teams, we're going to get all of the players, the best players on the football team, will play on special teams to make it one of the best special team units in the country.
Coach, practicing all spring long, all summer long. Now all the hard work about to come into fruition on Saturday against the Towson Tigers. Talk to me about your feel for this team as they get set in just a matter of days to get it on Saturday evening.
Yeah, we feel good about it. I mean, we've been preparing. We had a great camp. We had a great week of practice. The young men are ready to go. You got Towson right 15 minutes down the street. They have everything that we don't have. They have all the bells, all the whistles. Few years removed from a national championship game, and they're a team that, you know, think they can beat us. We feel like we can go compete with them and give them a run for their money.
It's a Towson University squad that took it out on us a year ago, coach, a 10-0 game. That was a frustrating game for me, and I got to tell you, coach, I need you to do me a favor. I need some payback on Saturday. The very first game I ever did as a broadcaster for Morgan football was in 1979. Almost 40 years ago when Morgan beat Towson 34-7. We haven't had that feeling too often since then. It's time to bring that feeling back. How big would it be for you, your program, the university, the city, if Morgan can go ahead and reclaim the title?
Absolutely. This is Baltimore City's football game. We're giving this game back to the city. It's a game that they deserve. To be able to see the two crosstown rivals play right here in this city is something that we want to give to them, give back to the alumni, our administration, and our fans. To be able to have this football game start September 1st at Hughes Stadium, 7 p.m., night game, in front of our crowd, in front of our people, the atmosphere will be electric, and we feel like we're going to go out there and compete with them and give good showing for the fans to see.
Coach Jones, let's break it down unit by unit. Morgan State University football. We'll begin on your side of the ball. I know you're a defensive coach at heart. Let's talk about the Morgan State D. Let's talk about the boys up front. How good do you feel about that D-line in 2018?
We feel good about it. I mean, we have it. Everybody's coming back. You know, eight guys off of last year's team. We're going to be physical. We're going to be aggressive. We're going to be violent. We're going to get after them. The quarterback's going to have to, again, get the football out of his hand. They want to run the football. We're going to try to tackle them behind the line of scrimmage. Veteran guys on our back end, two all-conference players playing on our back end. Our two corners are 6-foot-tall, 200-pound corners that can play man-to-man coverage from start to finish. With that front, you got two defensive linemen, a preseason first-team all-conference player playing on that defensive end. Then you got A.J. Agbelis coming back, who sat out a year ago because of an injury in a Rutgers game. Then you got big Antoine McCray in the middle of that defense holding it down. And then our linebackers, we got to have the best three linebackers in the MEAC Conference with Ian McBurrow over there in the boundary. And then you got Damari Whitaker playing the mic. And then you got another first-team all-conference player in Rico Kennedy. We feel pretty good on defense trying to get after him.
Indeed, Morgan State University defense looking good. Let's talk special teams, Coach. Special teams wasn't as special as we would like it to be the past couple of years. How are we looking punt game, kick game, return game?
Oh, man, we went out and addressed that issue. We went to Detroit, Michigan, and got a kicker, nasty ranked kicker, one of the top kickers in the country, came here to Morgan State. We also went and got a long snapper out of South Florida, one of the top long snappers in the nation. So we invested into our special teams unit, went and got one of the best kick returners right out of here in Baltimore in Cofield. A kid who can, fastest kid in the state of Maryland 4 years straight. And we feel like we put the football in his hand, he can go score a touchdown. What we also did is told all our players, if you want to start on offense and defense, you have to start on at least two special teams. So we made our special teams unit competitive, and all of our players are going to be playing on our special teams to make it one of the top special team units in the country.
Let's go offense. We'll save the offensive.
Down in your face, hit you in the mouth, you're going to have to beat us. Our guys are not afraid to get beat for a touchdown. But at the same time, if you can't get off the line of scrimmage, we're going to leave you standing at the line of scrimmage. So we feel good about our secondary.
On the offensive side of the ball, let's start at QB. It was a battle during the course of the summer at quarterback. Who won that battle? How deep are we at the quarterback position?
Man, DeAndre Harris will take the first snap in the game at quarterback. He's like a basketball player on grass. He's athletic. He can run. He can make the throws. We like him. He's been here. He's taken snaps in games, 15 or more games he's been out there. The players like him so much so that they voted him captain. He's excited to lead this football team down the field with his arm and with his feet. And then the backup is DJ Golak. DJ Golak is a local kid, big, strong, physical, can run, can make the throws. We would feel good about him if something were to happen with DeAndre putting DJ Golak out there. But we're going to give it to the keys to DeAndre Harris and let him lead this football team this season.
Running backs, not a lot of experience at running back, Coach, but a whole lot of depth and a whole lot of talent.
Man, Josh Chase, we believe in big physical backs. All of our backs are 6 feet tall, 200 pounds. We got Josh Chase, 6 foot, 200-pound running back. He can catch out of the backfield. He can run between the tackles. And you're going to feel him when you're trying to tackle him. But one of the special guys is we went and got Jordan Riggins out of South Florida, true freshman, another 200-pound tailback, electric. You're going to like seeing him. He can run between the tackles, catch the ball out of the backfield, and he can get to the end zone in a hurry.
And at receiver, it's a Morgan State group that can do some damage, at least as evidence from what I've seen during the course of the summer. Talk about that receiving core in 2018.
Man, you got to go look at Menajer Bailey. He's the fastest football player we have on our team, and he can run by, take the top off of any defense, so we're going to definitely allow him to do that. We're going to just put the football out there and let him run up under it. We feel good about that. And then you got Daylon Baldwin, sophomore, came off of a great freshman year last year, 6'4". 215-pound wide receiver that great hands, can run, can catch. We feel good about him. Our wide receiver core is deep. We got a local product, Deontay White, local kid right out of Baltimore, electric kid, can return kicks, can return punts. He'll be in the slot running screens for us. jet sweeps, all those type of things. We just want to put the football in his hand and let him go score a touchdown. We feel pretty deep at the wide receiver position.
And it looks like, Coach, the tight ends are going to be a part of your offensive arsenal as well. We got some new names at the tight end slot. Talk about that group and how they might contribute to your offense.
No question. I believe I've learned in my time that you got to be able to put a tight end on the field if you want to be successful. So we got a coach. He's going to be playing tight end out of Wise High School. He's put some weight on. He's gained about 20, 25 pounds in the offseason. He can block. He can run. He can catch. But somebody that you better get your eyes on is Jack McCracken. We went to Cincinnati, Ohio, and found the tight end. Sticky hands. He don't drop the football. He can run. He can catch. He can get the jump ball. He's like a wide receiver playing in a tight end position. So we feel pretty good about the tight ends this year.
Let's talk about the big fat boys up front. Coach, it's my theory that it's impossible to have a bad football team if you have a good offensive line.
Absolutely.
I think a good offensive line will even cover up some other areas that may not be as strong as you want it to be. So if you're good up front, you're going to be solid as a football team. Let's talk tackle to tackle, what we got going on up front.
I mean, how can you say you're going to run the football? How can you say you're going to be dominant and physical and aggressive and you're not able to run the football? Well, we're going to let that offensive line be led by the guy over here to my left, Josh Miles. He's in the best shape he's ever been in. He looks as good as he's ever looked. He's getting it done in the classroom. He's ready to get it done on the field. We feel like we got the best tackle in MEAC football and one of the top tackles in FCS football. So he'll lead the way at the tackle position. And then, you know, our line in general are veteran guys. They've played over 20 football games. We feel pretty good about those guys. Having Matt Thompson as another big physical senior, looks good, in great shape. He's ready to go help lead this offense up and down the football field. Then you have Adrian Allen. He'll be our center. Another veteran guy. He's taken, you know, been in over 20 football games. He's smart. He knows the offense. He can make all the calls. I mean, we feel really, really good about him. And then who am I thinking about? Stephon Tuani. I mean, you know, he was a freshman last year, came off the bench. Now he's broken to the starting lineup. We feel so good about him. He's been one of the biggest surprises. He was a guy who was off in the back a year ago, but he stepped in there this camp and said, hey, I want to start for this football team. When we said we were going to run the football, he said, I'm the guy that you want to run behind. And then we're going to go with a true freshman, Dallas Caprilelli out of Virginia. He blocked for the a running back who led the nation 2 years in a row, who went to Penn State. This guy's been in football games and played at a high level. We feel good about the true freshman and him going out there playing alongside these four veterans.
Let's talk to one of your athletes, Coach. You brought big number 66 with you. And last year, me and my broadcast partner, Renard Stubbs, man, we looked out on the field. We didn't see 66, man. We missed 66, didn't we, brother?
Yeah, we missed him, man. We missed him big time.
Well, I tell you what, he's in the house tonight. That's Josh right. Miles. Josh, welcome.
Thank you for having me, man. I needed a year last year to get myself right. This year I've come a long way. Much better in the weight room, much better in the classroom, much better on the field.
How difficult was it for you, Josh, to have to just be a spectator in 2017? How much of a problem was that for you?
That one hurt. Especially just sitting out there watching my brothers compete. Sitting on the sideline while my brothers were competing, you know, that was really rough. But, you know, this year it's a new day.
Now, Josh, you know what it takes talent-wise to win the MEAC.
Yes, sir.
You've been in the MEAC for 4-5 years now. So you've seen the ups, you've seen the downs, you know what it takes in order to get it done in this league. When you look at the offensive line around you, when you look at the team around you, do we have the component parts to be major players? No, forget about that. To be the champs in the MEAC.
Yes, sir. Of course. We've got great leadership on the offensive line as well as at the quarterback position. Coach was touching on that earlier with DeAndre Harris. But also, there's just a lot of experience and a lot of strength and physicality on the offensive line. We got Matt Thompson. He's a former freshman All-American. Adrian Allen, he started every game since he's been here. So, you know, we've got some really great experience up front, and then we just got hungry guys. You know, they were talking about Jordan Riggins earlier today. Man, he's a dog. Freshman, you know, came in, learned the offense so well, and, you know, we just got smart leaders, you know, running the program, or within the program now.
Let's talk specifically, Josh, about your group, the offensive line.
Yes, sir.
It's almost like a symphony. If you have one player in the symphony who's offbeat, off note, mess up the entire orchestra. So how important is it for that O-line to be on the same page? And what is the rapport between the linemen tackle to tackle?
Oh, the rapport is excellent. I think we're the tightest position group. We love each other a whole lot. We take care of each other. We live with each other. I mean, honestly, just upstairs, downstairs, and next door to each other. So, you know, that kind of brotherhood and fellowship, you know, just kind of brings us closer together. And honestly, we have excellent cohesion on the O-line. Like, making our calls has never been smoother, you know, and I just trust the guy next to me.
This is the last rodeo, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Last go-round for you. How important is it for Josh Miles to finish his senior year at Morgan with a punctuation point?
Oh, I'm going out with a bang this year. Me and all the guys I came in with, as well as some of the guys who came in 2015, you know, we're all just really hungry. Especially after the season last year, you know, we're trying to come out and prove that we are the best team in the MEAC.
Let's zero in on the first team on the hit list. The Towson Tigers are waiting for you. They're coming to your house on Saturday night. Talk to me about what we can anticipate from the Bears on Saturday evening at Hughes Stadium.
A lot of downhill running. You know, we talked about the game plan all week long. We're going to run the ball. We're going to run the ball hard. Me and my boys up front, of course, we're going to block. We block extremely hard. And then, of course, the defense is going to execute. I mean, that defense has always been good. But they're looking amazing this year, especially in training camp and this last week of practice. It's been a really intense week of practice. So, you know, we're going out there and we're hoping for the dub, expecting the dub.
One thing the offensive line has done, and Morgan has done a real good job of keeping the quarterback vertical, keeping that uniform clean. And I think you in particular, Josh Miles, take pride in making sure that you give up no sacks whatsoever. Talk to me about that pride to make sure that your quarterback doesn't even have to wash his jersey after the game.
Yeah, that's really well said. Keeping DeAndre vertical, that's the main goal. I mean, I'm not giving up any sacks this year, and all my boys up front, we're just working very, very hard in the pass game and pass protection just to keep him safe, and he can make those throws any day. So, you know, just confidence in each other and just, you know, having a love for the game.
That's number 66, y'all.
Yes,
Josh Miles. Got to watch out for him on Saturday night. Going to be a key cog of that Morgan State University offense as they take the field against the Towson University Tigers. We're going to ask Josh and Coach Jones to hang around with us as we're going to continue in just moments. Going to step aside and take a brief timeout. We are coming at you from 16 on the Park. Support for Morgan Sports Live is provided by 16 on the Park, a rooftop lounge and restaurant with spectacular views of Baltimore from the 16th floor, located at the Residence Inn Marriott at Johns Hopkins Medical Campus. This indeed is Morgan Sports Live. We're celebrating. Come on by and join us. We're kicking off this campaign in 48 hours. I'm Lamont Germany, along with Renard Stubbs, Coach Jones, Josh Miles. We're all back right after this. You're listening to Morgan Sports Live. I'm going to keep you another 10 or 15, then I'm going to bring in Ed Scott. Welcome back at you. 16 on the park. We're on the roof, hanging out up top. That's where Morgan's going to start up top and stay there. The Bears kicking off the 2018 campaign on the home front, taking on the Towson University Tigers. I am joined by head coach Ed Jones, offensive lineman, number 66. That's the left tackle over there. That's Josh Miles. He's lining up on the left tackle slot, too, man. He's protecting us here tonight on the rooftop. And my broadcast partner, Renard Stubbs, a question or two for the coach.
Yeah, Stubbs. Coach, I was just wondering, how's the health of your team coming into the very first game over the last couple of seasons? I mean, I'm a big-time running back fan, former running back myself, and I know we've had some problems with the health of our running backs. The size of our running backs over the last few years have been small. I understand you have bigger, more physical backs this season. How does the health of our backfield and the entire team going into the first game?
Knock on wood, we came through camp healthy. We made it all through camp, no major injuries, no serious injuries. Everybody's ready to go for game day. We had three physical practices this week. Nobody got banged up. I mean, there might be a couple bumps and bruises, but for the most part, we're ready to go.
Yeah, that sounds good, Coach. And it sounds like the camaraderie of this team is a lot closer. I know there were some issues last year of closeness of the team, but it seems like you've addressed those issues, and we're looking forward to Saturday night.
Yep, we did that with what we call a brotherhood. You know, last year the team was separated. Offense, defense, people was in their own little circles. And we came in the beginning and we talked about the brotherhood, loving each other, caring about each other. Offensive linemen hanging out with linebackers, wide receivers hanging out with defensive linemen. So it's a much more love and respect. And I think that when we told them about that identity thing, both sides of the ball respected each other for the identities that they have as they approach.
Yeah, and as a former player, I do know that is important. You have to be friends with your teammates, go out, hang out, go to the movies, and then that brings you together on the field. So good luck on Saturday.
In fact, we did some of those things. We went bowling during the preseason camp. We took time out of our practice schedule. We went go-kart riding. We went putt-putt golfing. We had a playing cards and dominoes out. And so we done a number of things where we could fellowship together as a team, and we told them that it was more important to do that than to just practice. We went and visited some local churches in the community, things like that.
And it really makes you care about each other, too, not just as a football player next to me, but like you said, the closeness and camaraderie. You all play for each other out there on the field.
This is about the closest that I've seen the team. It feels close. There's a genuine love and respect amongst this football team. I think this is a special team, and I'm not just giving you coach talk. I think this is a really special team, this 2018 team.
And I know, Coach, for you, it isn't just about this year and this team. You are about building a foundation. I had a chance to interview your tight ends coach and recruiting coordinator, Coach Firm, and he told me there's already, for next year's recruiting class, that you've already planted some seeds for 2019. So this is about building a strong program, not just a good team in any given year.
I could just tell you that there's a lot of excitement around our program in regards to recruiting. There are a number of kids, families, and coaches who are already thinking about coming to Morgan State University and have put us out in front over other colleges and universities around the country. We're going to do very, very well then when it comes to recruiting.
And, of course, you had an exciting recruiting class that we're going to see the fruits of beginning on Saturday night when the Bears take on the Towson University Tigers. Talk to me about the fact that you're going to be playing it at home, and how important is it for you to establish that identity factor, particularly when you play games in your house?
Yeah, we have to. I mean, I was just joking with some of the people in the audience. I've been talking about what it was going to look like, what it was going to be like since I stepped in front of you. Now it's time for us to go do it. I mean, we put our money where our mouth is. We're talking about being physical. We're talking about being aggressive. We're talking about being violent. We want the fans to see that type of team, a disciplined team. We're not going to be a big penalized team. We're going to line up, execute the call, hit the person in front of us in their mouth, win our one-on-one matchup. It would mean a lot to have some success opening day in Hughes Stadium in front of our alumni and our fans.
Josh, Coach Jones says it's a new day. Have your teammates bought into that philosophy that this is going to be a change of scenery in 2018?
Absolutely, absolutely. Our leadership change has kind of brought like a shift in the tone of the entire program. And that's something I feel like everybody can really appreciate. Like you were saying, everybody's a lot closer. Like we went go-kart riding and bowling and everything. But it's not just that. Like, it's the different guys sitting with each other in the refac, and also the fellowship we have on Thursday nights. Sometimes we do, it's almost like a abbreviated Bible study. And, you know, that brings a lot of us real much closer together. Love it.
Before I cut you loose, Josh, talk to me about Josh Miles off the field, away from football. When Josh Miles is just being Josh Miles, what kind of guy is number 66?
I'm a fun-loving guy. You know, I love the Lord. I love my family. I love my teammates. I listen to rap music. You know, I'm usually just hanging out, doing my homework. I learned my lesson last year. You know, I'm a 3.0 guy now. So
that's what I'm talking about.
just trying to finish up these last seven classes and get my degree.
Josh, I appreciate you hanging out with us tonight.
Appreciate you.
Best of luck. I'm going to have my eye on you on Saturday night.
Thank you.
That's number 66, folks. That's Josh Miles, going to be a key cog on Saturday evening when the Bears take on the Towson University Tigers. And, Coach, appreciate it. Know you got work to do. Going to let you go get to it. Go get after the Tigers on Saturday.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us.
It's a new day.
We really appreciate it. It's a new day.
Absolutely. New day, Morgan State style. Josh Miles and Ernest Jones, head coach, Morgan State University. Going to dismiss these two individuals, let them get back to preparation. In a few moments, we're going to be talking to Edward Scott. He's the director of athletics here at Morgan State University as the Bears and the Tigers are about to tee it up and get it on as we are doing it from the 16 on the park. Rooftop lounge high atop the Residence Inn. We do it with, again, panoramic views of the entire city. I tell you what, this spot hasn't been here long, just a matter of months. But if you're looking for a spot, Stubbs, can't find one much better than this one. This might be our spot, man.
Yeah,
what you think?
I think so, Lamont. This is a pretty nice spot. I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, indeed. Right here in East Baltimore. And as a consequence, we are looking forward to being here before home games throughout the course of the season as we'll be back here right just a couple of days prior to homecoming on October the 4th. As Morgan State University football forges on in 2018. And again, as Coach Jones has told us loudly and clearly, it is indeed a new day on the campus of Morgan State University. And again, the Bears open up the season against Towson, going to be away from home for a while after the Towson game. So you want to make it your business to come see the Bears and the Tigers on this Saturday, as the Bears won't be back at home until homecoming when they will be at home against the Bulldogs of South Carolina State. So it'll be MSU against Towson on this Saturday night. Bears will be on the road for three consecutive Saturdays as they will be taking on the University of Akron Zips. They'll be taking on the Albany Great Danes, and they'll also be taking on North Carolina A&T in their opening salvo of the MEAC season as the Orange and Blue of Morgan State University looking to get it on. And again, it all starts on Saturday against Towson. And as you know, Renard, we've had a tough time with the Tigers. Don't come away with a win too often. Be nice to get one against TU.
Yeah, and I was at that game in 79 coming out of high school, LG. And I remember Morgan played well, showed well on that night. And as only been two victories against TU since then. So we're going to look for one on Saturday night.
Yeah, it's been tough historically for the Bears against Towson. Two teams have met 25 times. Unfortunately, most of those games have ended with Towson University victories, but the Bears are looking to turn the corner. The engagement in Morgan Athletics for you and I began 79-80 when Morgan first played Towson and came away with that win against Towson. That 34-7 win resonates. We got to get back to that.
Well, that 34-7 win helped motivate me to come to Morgan State and play some football. And years later, Lamont, we're still here doing the Morgan football thing. Let's hope on Saturday night we can break that losing streak.
Tell you what, one of the reasons the Morgan and the Towson rivalry has been renewed is because of the gentleman who has joined us here at the rooftop, 16 on the park, the director of athletics at Morgan State University. His name is Edward Scott, and some good things have happened for Morgan State University athletics in just a couple of years that Edward Scott has been on board. And Ed, we appreciate you taking some time out your Thursday night to hang out with us Morgan folk. Coach tells me it's a new day, and I see you already got your game face on, man. Look like you ready to go.
Hey, listen, if Miss Wagner would let me, our deputy athletic director, I'd suit up, but I'm not sure I could do much. I'm not sure I could help our guys out. They put in the work. game time. As one of my old wrestling coaches that I worked with used to say, the hay is in the barn.
There you go. Absolutely.
Nothing left to do.
And for me, Ed, this is my new year, this time of the year. It isn't really January 1st to me. There's an energy. There's a tone that's set depending upon how you go into the new year. And I think there are a lot of things on and off the field of play at Morgan State University that has me excited about the new year 2018-2019.
Well, listen, I got to meet with our student athletes yesterday, the welcome back. And as I was telling our staff today, a couple of them, that it's the first time that I'm really getting to see the fruits of our labor. The energy in that room last night, the excitement amongst the young men and women, how excited they are to be here and to be part of our department. I think they really appreciate what we've tried to do the last couple of years. So for me, as an AD, it just doesn't get any better than that. So I'm with you. The football season is the start of the year. When you're a football guy, you know that.
Yes, indeed. Morgan trying to set the tone against the Towson Tigers on Saturday night. Let's talk about some of the things beyond the field of play that you are looking to be in place athletically throughout Morgan State University, but also for the fans, the game day experience that you're looking to elevate at MSU.
Well, I think the first thing is what we're doing right now, right? We have a radio show that we haven't had before, and thanks in part to you and your people for being here. Definitely a shout out to WEAA and Dean Wickham and for partnering with us. So I think what you're starting to see is the fruits of the labor that we started to lay this foundation a few years ago. You and I have had these conversations. I mean, the game day experience, you have to look no further than what we've been doing. Yes, the outcome and the win-loss column wasn't what we wanted last year, but I don't think there's a fan that has attended a Morgan State game since I arrived who hasn't noticed the beefed-up game day experience. I mean, it looks better, it feels better. The video board. We're going to do an honor roll like we did for the Coppin game, the athletic director's honor roll. So probably at the Howard game, we'll bring those students out to celebrate them in front of a large crowd. So, I mean, from soup to nuts, I mean, we're really trying to do it to the best of our ability.
And I took a peek at the basketball schedule, a sneak peek, and it appears as if you're taking a game downtown, if I read correctly. Talk to me about whether, A, it's true, and B, how did all that come about?
Well, yeah, you're going to hear it first. We're going to move the Towson-Morgan game that's supposed to be in Hill Fieldhouse down to Royal Farms Arena. It's part of a doubleheader with Maryland College Park and Loyola Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah, so that came about like a lot of these things. I got approached by somebody who was working on it. They said the brand of Morgan is strong. Towson is obviously a strong brand, and to put those two greater Baltimore teams together downtown to them made a lot of sense. And so for me, it was about making sure the deal points were right. I'm always protecting our best interests at Morgan. And anything I can do to get us out in front of the Baltimore community, you know I'm going to do it. I've taken every opportunity I can to do that. So this is going to be a special one down there.
Oh, absolutely. This renewal of the Greater Baltimore Championship, Morgan Towson, now going to be downtown.
Yeah.
So you're going to show off this thing downtown Baltimore. I guess that'll be probably November, December of this
year.
We're looking at
December 8th.
December 8th, okay.
It worked out because it was the same date that we were scheduled to play them at home.
Okay.
So we just decided to move it. But I do want to say this while I have the chance. I got to give a shout out to Tim Leonard, the AD at Towson. He has done a phenomenal job partnering with us. And you know, look, we compete for the 2 hours in basketball, the 3 hours plus in football. But outside of that, I mean, he's been a tremendous partner, and I think he really understands the value that both athletic departments bring, not only to the institutions, but to the Baltimore community. And I'm very thankful for his partnership.
We're talking to Ed Scott, Director of Athletics here at Morgan State University. And while we talk about football and talk a little bit about basketball, of course, there are other sports at Morgan State University doing some special things. As a matter of fact, some championship things. The ladies with the rackets in their hands. The Morgan State University women's tennis team, they won it all last season. Ed Scott and the softball team, they won the MEAC North last year. They beat Towson for the very first time ever in the history of the program at Towson. Swept a doubleheader. So some of our what they call Olympic sports are starting to go ahead and stick out their chest as well.
Well, yeah, and that's what I expect. I mean, you know, my expectations are for all of our teams to win across the board. There's no doubt about that. I mean, listen, we put up a big old million-dollar scoreboard so we can keep score, right? I mean, it's Division I athletics. And so for our young ladies in the softball program to beat Towson last year, that was really special for them. You know, I think they're still riding high off of that one, and they had a great year in the MEAC. Our women's tennis team, I can't compliment them enough. They weren't picked to win it, and then they went out and just beat everybody up. Most folks don't realize our men's tennis team was also in the championship and came in second place. And so I'm expecting a lot from them this year. And listen, Lamont, when you're changing culture, you know, at this level, the last thing to come is the wins and losses. What folks don't realize is the athletic department GPA went from a 2.7 when I got here to a 2.8. APR is up. Revenue is up. I mean, so all across the board, what we're doing is moving in the right direction. What folks are seeing now is the wins and losses are following the rest of the culture change that we put in place.
And what makes it all happen is if you get the support at the very top of the university. And Dr. David Wilson, we have a leader on campus that helps you do what you do, me do what I do. It's all possible because the leader understands the importance of what we contribute.
He's a big reason why I'm at Morgan State. I mean, I love Morgan. I love the history, the tradition. I love what Morgan stands for. But to have a leader of his stature, someone who understands the value of athletics, and as an athletic director, you can't be successful if the president is not on the same page with you. And I think a lot of people don't realize this. They think that head coaches and athletic directors are the most competitive people on the campus. That's not the case. Dr. Wilson has a fire in his belly that I don't think a lot of people know about. Now, behind closed doors, I get to see it because he tells me, Mr. Scott, you know what my expectation is, right? And he has that presidential voice in that way of saying it.
Well, you know, you're showing for him, so whatever.
Now, I'm doing my best for him, that's for sure.
And it's reaping results as we're seeing here tonight and as we chronicled some of the teams that have already won championships at Morgan State University. But let's take it off the field. Let's talk academics.
Yeah.
That was a challenge when you came here, and it was a focus for you to elevate. Talk to me about the progress we made and where we still need to go in that area.
I mean, look, if you look in the crowd tonight, we have some of our academic folks here. I mean, Andy McGee, who's worked with football, what he's done with their GPA is absolutely phenomenal. Terrence Lolly, who's been my right-hand guy for a long time at another institution, has come down here and has really taken over and run our academic student services area. I can't speak enough about Miss Wagner. She's my deputy. You know, she keeps us all in line and makes sure the trains run on time. And so, look, there was two focuses I came in with. Number one was to build an academic and student services unit. And there's no doubt in my mind that we've done that, and we've built one of the best ones at our level across the country. And then in addition to that, I had to clean up the NCAA stuff, the violations. To be able to get 7 to 10 teams out of that postseason ban, what you don't read about all the time is our APRs have increased drastically. So that's the thing that I'm most proud about, and that's what I talked to the young people about last night. Because I'm certain of one thing, that if you work hard in one area of your life and you have the right discipline and approach, it'll spill over into the other areas. And our young people have shown that. And most importantly, they've shown that if you set the bar high and you give them the resources, that they're going to meet it. And so what we did last night is we raised the bar even higher.
There you go. And those people are trying to reach that bar. Let's give folks who may be on the fence, Ed Scott, I don't know if I want to go out to Morgan on Saturday night or not. You know, Morgan loses every – what is your final pitch to get people to come on out, because they're going to miss something if they're not in the house on Saturday night? 7 o'clock kick between the Tigers and the Bears.
Listen, to the young people, you're not doing anything between 7 and 10 anyway, so that's a good place to be.
Should be, right?
To get your plans ready for the rest of the night. And for the folks who are a little more seasoned and experienced, I would say it's a great time for our date night, right? It's a great time to come out.
Absolutely.
It's a family-friendly event. We have a great in-game atmosphere. It's affordable. And most importantly, you're going to see the two best football teams in the area at our level competing against each other at a high level. And if you're afraid of a little bit of rain, don't worry about that. I'm going to work as hard as I can with the man upstairs to get the forecast adjusted.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. And Scott, I appreciate it, partner.
As always, Lamont, you guys do a great job. And anytime you want me on, it's my pleasure to be on. And I thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart for supporting me and our program. So thank you for all that you do.
Oh, we appreciate that. Director of Athletics at Morgan State University. Ed Scott doing his thing for MSU. We appreciate him paying us a visit tonight as we sit at 16th on the park, on the roof, on this Thursday night as Morgan State University football just 48 hours away from getting it on. As MSU will be doing it against Towson University, it'll be TU and MSU on this Saturday night. Again, 48 hours away from getting it on. As Morgan State and Towson will open up the season. Again, the Bears going to have a very challenging season. They'll be on the road for three consecutive weeks after they take on Towson University. They'll be taking on the University of Akron, the Zips, on the subsequent week. They will back that up with a trip to Albany as the Bears will take on the Great Danes. As Ed Scott familiar with the Danes, the Bears will be taking on the Danes. And then they'll have their first conference game of the year as Morgan State will take on the Aggies, the defending champs, undefeated last year, and won a game in week zero of the NCAA season as they kicked it off last week. The Bears will open up their MEAC season against North Carolina A&T. All of that before they come back home for homecoming on the 6th of October to entertain the South Carolina State Bulldogs as the Bears and the Dogs will do it. Morgan State University looking to see if they can celebrate homecoming the right way with a win. The schedule continues in October as the Bears will take on Savannah State back at home to take on the Howard University Bison as Morgan State and Howard will be doing it under the lights as the Bears and the Bison go back at it. Morgan State University and Howard renewing their rivalry. That's another addition to the Morgan State University menu. Largely responsible for it is Ed Scott. That is, these games at home will be televised. Morgan State University increasing its visibility. Five home games, all of them will be televised. So you have no reason whatsoever not to get your Morgan State flavor on as the Bears are coming at you in 2018. Again, it all commences on Saturday night, 48 hours hence. It'll be the Bears against the Towson University Tigers. Stubbs, let's break it down as we're only 48 hours away. Morgan against Towson. We were at Towson last week, or last year, I should say, when the Bears were unable to get it done. But Morgan has a crew this year that has increased its focus. They have increased their determination. And, indeed, I think it's going to be a different kind of Morgan flavor come Saturday night against
Towson.
Well,
if you look at last season's game, Lamont, a 10-0 game, we failed to get into the end zone. But we moved the football up and down the field in that football game. But as you know, Lamont, we had problems scoring in the red zone. Those big backs that help us out this time around. We had problems pushing the ball in the end zone last year and connections with the wide receivers and the quarterback. So it's going to be interesting to see the improvements that the Bears have made.
I'm really interested, Renard, in the change at quarterback. As Coach indicated, it's going to be DeAndre Harris. And you and I, the last couple of years, when we came to spring and summer practice, there were times when we thought that DeAndre Harris may have been the best all-around quarterback. The Bears brought in some transfers in past years. 2 years ago was Chris Andrews. Last year was Eliza Staley. So DeAndre kind of had to take a back seat to those guys. This is the first time since he's been here. We didn't bring in no transfers. Nobody. This is you. And I think that that's going to make a difference in his confidence and maybe ultimately in his performance on the field.
But you're absolutely right, Lamont. Remember his freshman year, he came in Norfolk, did some things well, laid the ball on the ground. The next season had some big challenges, had to go against some big names at quarterback. But look who's standing tall. 4 years later, LG, we're looking for DeAndre to have a big season.
DeAndre Harris, the multi-talented quarterback run-throw threat, will get the starting assignment for the Bears when they open it up against the Towson University Tigers on Saturday night. It's a Morgan State squad that has a lot of experience, a lot of the same old, but some of that same old got a lot of attention nationally. Rico Kennedy, who led the conference and third in the nation in tackles for loss. Malachi Washington, who led the team in sacks. There's some forces on both sides of the ball.
They were absolute beasts coming off the edge, Lamont. They kept pressure on the quarterback. They're going to get some help with the defensive front this season. More camaraderie on the football team. That defense did a lot of good things last season, but we gave up the big plays. We're going to have to cut that out. Got caught in a lot of cover zero and all that kind of stuff. Play more honest this season. Expect some big things out of the Morgan State defense in 2018.
And not only that, Renard, but this is a team last year. We had problems finishing. We could get up and down the field, but we couldn't finish. And I think it's sometimes about mentality when you're talking about finishing. And if that mentality just kicks it up another gear, I think we're going to see a new and improved version of Morgan football in a couple of days.
Well, if today's interviews have anything to do with Lamont, I think they're going to have a different mentality. I think they're going into the season with a different mentality. I think they're going into the Towson game expecting to win. We're going to see what happens on Saturday night.
Morgan State, Towson U. The Bears will open it up at U Stadium, Earl C. Banks Field. That game kicks off at 7 o'clock. Our pregame program begins with the Morgan Game Day Experience at 6 o'clock as Morgan State, under the lights, taking on the TU Tigers.
I tell you, LG, back to that time of year again. I remember when I used to play ball, I could smell the grass in the air. And it's football season again, y'all, starting Saturday night on the Southside campus of Morgan State University.
Southside of Morgan State University is where it will happen. And again, where we're happening right now is on the roof at 16 on the park. And they have a very enticing menu as support for Morgan Space, Morgan Sports Live, provided by 16 on the park. Rooftop lounge and restaurant with spectacular views of Baltimore from the 16th floor. Located at the Residence Inn Marriott at the Johns Hopkins Medical Campus. Again, 16 on the park. That's where we do it tonight, and we'll be here throughout the course of the season on Thursday nights. They have a most appealing menu. Let me see. Which one of these do we think we might want to get here tonight? You
want to
get the burger on 16? I might go for the seared chicken, man. Got seasoned vegetables. Got fish tacos also on the spread. Let's see what else they have for us. Fells Point flatbread. Maryland crab cakes. Can't go wrong in Maryland with crab cakes. Atlantic salmon also on the menu. Vegetable Kiona Bowl will be on the spread as well. Flat iron steak, lobster roll, and sweets. Burger on 16. I tell you what, this is the most appetizing menu, and this is the place that we may want to meet and greet.
I think we might have to have a couple meetings up here, LG.
To say the least, indeed, as that will work for us, Renard Stubbs, as we look down at that appetizing menu. And again, we want to encourage people who are not familiar with this location. They've only been here a matter of months, so there's still some folks who may not have had an opportunity to sample the flavor. You may want to make it your business to make it out to the 800 block of North Wolf Street. Again, the roof of the Residence Inn. On the top of the roof is the spot we come at you from tonight. 16 on the Park is the name of the restaurant. And again, we'll be here throughout the course of the football season, spreading the Morgan gospel on Thursday nights. We are just a couple of nights away from kicking this season off. I'm Lamont Germany for Renard Stubbs, Coach Ernest T. Jones, and our big left tackle, Josh Miles. And Mr. A, our producer, helped to get us alive and kicking tonight. We appreciate your assistance, as well as Andre Melton back at the Wheels of Steel at the studio. I'm LG for Stubbs, Coach Jones. Have a good evening, everybody. We'll see you Saturday night. Morgan and Towson, it all gets started 7 o'clock Eastern. Our coverage on WEAA begins with the pregame show at 6 o'clock Eastern. You've been listening to Morgan Sports Live.